name is Joseph Alexander, and I work for the James Family Trust, which is simply a cooperation of family members who own citrus property. I help them manage the property. For a long time, it was very easy to raise citrus. Citrus was brought into this country by the Spanish and grew wild for hundreds of years without any problems. We've always had diseases, but we've never had anything as devastating as the citrus greening. The citrus greening, when it comes into the grove, can be in the grove for 18 months before it shows any symptoms. And then after it shows symptoms, then there is no cure for the disease. Every orange grove in Florida has citrus greening. So we realized we were going to have to do something with our property in order to maintain our agricultural tax status. So we've, over the last few years, taken two-thirds of our citrus holdings and transferred them over into hay fields, pastures, and pine trees. Not nearly as glamorous as growing citrus or what I feel is beneficial as a health product. We grew oranges because they were a healthy thing to grow.
So two-thirds out of production, how many total acres did you start with, and where is the property?
We had over 300 acres in production years ago. This property is over north of Tampa, near Dade City. Perfect citrus growing land, high, dry, lots of sand. And it was pretty much easy to plant a tree. And if you were able to keep it alive for the first 2 years, then you could pretty much walk away from it, and it would do fine by itself.
So now you're here today at the Florida Pomegranate Association. And tell me, why pomegranates, and what do you hope to gain being at the meeting here today?
Well, pomegranates have been an interesting fruit for anyone for a long time. They've been part of culture, not so much in Florida, but throughout the whole rest of the world, they've been important for thousands of years. They've taken on a real popularity in the last few years with the push in advertising by Palm Wonderful out of California. With the assistance from Dr. Castle, who is the lead scientist in the Citrus Alternative Program, it was his idea to try to introduce pomegranates. And after talking to him once, you can't hardly come away with anything but having inspiration to go with pomegranates.
So he started out putting in some small field trials at your place. Tell me how those did and how that encouraged you to want to plant more.
Well, what Dr. Castle did was he looked at all of the varieties of pomegranates. There's over 1,100 varieties. He selected 107 varieties to study here in Florida. He took 7,000 cuttings from those 107 varieties and passed them out to about 100 citrus growers. We took about 30 varieties and planted them in a small spot. We pulled out the orange trees and planted these varieties just to be part of his test program.
And how long ago did these go in the ground?
These have been in the ground for 3 years. And different people that work for Dr. Castle have come over and inspected our planting about once a year to see how the different varieties are growing in the different regions of Florida. We knew from the beginning that, like citrus, certain varieties would work better in certain areas.
What varieties are working the best in your area so far?
Actually, we're real pleased with almost every variety. It seems that they all have a hardiness to them. There are a couple of varieties that are evergreens. Most pomegranates go dormant when the weather gets cold. There are a couple of varieties, including the Vietnam variety, that grows all year long. it makes it susceptible to cold, but it makes it grow at a rate almost twice as fast as the varieties that go dormant.
So how many acres of pomegranates do you have right now, and are you looking to expand that?
Well, we only have about a half acre planted. That's the test spot. But we just cleared 20 acres that we'll have planted before the first of the year. And another 5 acres that'll be planted in the springtime. And after seeing how those varieties that we are planting, one that's called a Madova Vasha and one that's called a Vukusny, both from Turkmenistan, if these varieties do well, we will take out other citrus and replace it with whichever variety works best.
It sounds promising. In closing, what type of advice would you give to a citrus grower who's maybe looking to try pomegranates?
I would suggest that they contact the Florida Pomegranate Association, go to their website. All of the information that's been stored and put together over the last 3 years is at the website, including the most recent information on the fungicide test that seemed to be the biggest hurdle for us to get over. And the results are so promising that it just got everybody excited. And I would suggest anybody that's interested in it to pick out a variety and to try to grow some of them. And if you didn't want to put it in your grove, you could put it in your front yard.